Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
But I feel like the sign that was most flagrantly disobeyed in my childhood at the Y was in the locker room, and it said, please remain properly covered at all times. And I never witnessed that. I mean, I remember when I was 5, my mom brought me into the women's locker room, and I had never seen a vagina before. And then I saw 100 vaginas. And then when I was 6, she sent me into the men's locker room. I think the only thing more shocking than 100 vaginas is 100 penises at eye level. And they were grown-up penises. It's a surprisingly crucial detail, because I just had the 6-year-old penis, and then I'm looking at the grown-up penises, and I'm thinking, oh, no. This is going to be a long life. And then I'm looking side to side for child penises. Please don't quote this out of context. I feel like we could end a career with a few sloppy keystrokes, but I remember that locker room so well, because when I was about 7 years old, there was this old man who would come in, probably the oldest man I'd ever seen. He's like 120, 130 years old. And he would sit on the bench in the locker room, completely naked. I mean, he wasn't properly covered. It's possible he'd been peeing in the pool all day. And this ancient man would sort of massage his testicles with baby powder. Stay with me. I want to be clear. I want to be clear, I'm not being intentionally gratuitous. I'm trying to convey an accurate memory from my childhood that I feel might be humorous if it were part of your memory also. The key thing about this old man was that he was really taking his time. Like a resin bag on a pitcher's mound, just so much patience, so much powder. So I don't know if it was the blinding combination of chlorine and urine, or the jungle of eye-level genitalia, or the 175-year-old man desperately trying to ease the friction between his scrotum and his inner thigh, but I remember thinking, I will never return to the YMCA pool. So I explained this to my cardiologist. At this point, it was nightfall. We were roasting marshmallows over a burning file cabinet. I said, I don't want to go into all the details, but I actually do not enjoy swimming.
Watch Mike Birbiglia, The Old Man in the Pool, only on Netflix.